Department has closed that I called it, and that the White House has any interest at all, I believe.
And we found attendance.
By somebody inside the White House while I was taking home using my personal phone. 95% of the unfavorable stuff is out. The big issue, of course, is the marriage issue. They're fighting over.
What is that, Bob?
Well, she apparently in an emotional state. Said something about their marriage not being as successful as it might have been.
Yeah.
And that's what she's fighting to get out. On the first issue, the issue about the use of the bedroom, Mike thinks has been decreased so that any alleged impoliteness, which was very strong, has been very decreased. Bobby Kennedy does not agree that he told you to be sworn in on Air Force One. On the lay of the plane for the swearing in, there's a difference of opinion. Bobby saying he didn't advocate that. But basically, Mike, whom I trust, and maybe wrongly, says that if you had read, meaning me, the original chapter in what book has changed it to, the differences between day and night. Now, he told me that if I wanted to come up to New York secretly, he'd show me the thing and I could bring a copy back.
What?
How do you feel about that?
What does he think is damaging in it?
Well, he thinks the impression that they tried to give of 10%, which is formerly 100%, that you weren't polite to her as you should have been, is there, but he thinks 90% is cut out.
Does any of that impression come from her at all?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. She came over to the office every day for the first few days was there.
And the other thing he could remember was that the Attorney General had been late at the first cabinet meeting. Do you remember that incident?
No.
Now, I can go up and get the damn thing. He says he won't send it down to me. But he let me read it.
I talked to Abe about it, and let's think it over a few days. When does it come out?
January 10th. It can't be stopped.
No. Well, I guess the book will be different from the articles, won't it?
Yeah, but you see, if you affect the articles, and Mike is cooperating here, this is, something he really shouldn't do. And I assured him we weren't after an injunction or any interest or any connection. That this was Kittner personally. And he said, Bob, you know me. I love you dearly. I'll tell you anything in the article. You come up and I'll let you read it. He said, I cut out 90% of the unfavorable thing to Johnson on that airplane, Air Force One. He said, that's as far as I could go. The rest of it, I don't think it's important, however you people may.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't think, I thought from what they leaked in the paper, it looked like to me it was largely their adjectives. For instance, he sprawled out on the bunk. I didn't sprawl, I sat and talked on the phone, but,
Change that to you dictated to your secretary.
And he lumbered out of the room as she came in. Well, not lumbering, I don't know, I guess that's their way of saying I walked out. But he didn't see me walk out, and he didn't know whether I lumbered or trotted or walked or anything else. But it's the way they put it, I think.
Just called in the Algiers delegate.
Well, I
think you have a friend in I think you have a friend in Coles, and I think he's really toned it down. Now, Harper's another story.
Well, will they have one magazine by him and another, and a book of a different, with different versions?
They could, yeah. I don't know what the risk is. I'd be happy to go up and get the damn thing. Because they're going to win the injunction, I think.
Yeah, I would think so. I don't think I would. Let's wait till I come up. I'll see you Sunday or Monday. And I wouldn't tell another human you talked to.
Oh, no, I haven't told anybody except Abe, who told me to call, and Jake. And then, frankly, I stayed home and used my private telephone. You owe me some telephone calls.
That's good, Bob. That's good.
I didn't even go through the White House.
What else you know?
Oh, I know that, the Kennedy Moyer thing is sort of real.
What do you know about that?
Well, let me go back. Bill came to see me early this summer. Well, first let me go back to 1965. Bill called me on the phone and asked me to give him a job. And I told him I would not, unless you asked me to. He called me up the next day and said that to forget it. That's number one. Number two, he came to see me in June, I guess. I hadn't been there only a couple months. And said he thought he'd leave. Could I help him get him a job? And I was very evasive because I didn't want, you know, I was new at the White House. I didn't know what was up. In July, he came and told me about the Guggenheim interview that George Ball arranged. At which point, he wanted to know what Long Island Daily News was, whether he would be socially in a position in New York living in Long Island, but whether it was a prosperous paper. I said, look, Bill, I don't think you'll ever take this job. This is a prosperous paper. Long Island is, you know, a major part of New York, but it's not the New York Times. And he said, well, how do I get into the Times or Journal American, or that time still there, the Herald Review, or the Post. And I said, I don't think it's possible because they're all owned by family people. He said, well, would you contact the broadcasting companies for me, and particularly Stan? And I said, well, Bill, after you quit, if you need help, I'd be happy to help you. Frankly, I was confused. I didn't know what to do.
Wait just a minute, Bob.
Organizations within their own state, and I think some blame for the fact that we did not have a well-organized campaign in the state of Utah. There was general criticism of the amount of support or help that came to the local state Democratic committees from the national committee. That was pretty general among the governors.
Utah's Democratic Governor Calvin Rampton says there is no party revolt against President Johnson. Postmaster General Lawrence O'Brien reports that Christmas mail delivery is going fine, even though the volume is running at about a half a billion pieces per day right now. He says the post office expects to handle about 9 billion pieces this month, nearly 1 billion more than last December. And he expects it all to be delivered on schedule if the weather will just hold up.
We're clearly on target.
I'm watching Larry on TV.
Barring some drastic weather situation, we are certainly going to have an outstanding record this Christmas. I can tell you that if you mailed your gifts or greetings on, or indeed near our suggested mailing deadline, they will be delivered on time. Any piece of mail which reaches the post office from which your letter carrier works by Saturday morning will be delivered by Saturday night.
Postmaster General O'Brien with a glowing picture on how Christmas mail will be delivered this year. And it's not only the post office that's getting a Christmas record this season. A report by the Wall Street Journal says that shoplifters in department stores all across the country are setting a record this year also, that some $600 million worth of goods will...
Go ahead, Bob.
Then in July, Bill came to me and swore me to secrecy. And said he was going to meet Harry Guggenheim. And should he or should not take the job. And I said, gee, I think that's the relation between you and the president, not between me and you. About 3 weeks before the announcement, he came and told me he'd taken the job. I think it was right before you went to Asia. Now the rest I'll pick up from other sources, which frankly I don't want to particularly tell you because I'll lose them if I... that part of this was arranged by Bobby. And the theory is to have Bill run in Javits's place as senator or against Rockefeller, which needs a 5-year residence. Come on.
Yeah.
Gene, what happened to be on the street? You have to protect me a little here, Mr. President.
Yeah, talk a little louder, Bob.
I say you have to protect me a little here.
I'll protect you all. I won't discuss it with a human being.
A week ago, and Bobby and Bill were together having lunch before the announcement was made. Since that time, I've talked to 8 reporters, all of whom have told me that Bill went to them off the record, said he was going to leave, and it was impossible. And asked him to hold the story. Bob Donovan had the story while you were in Asia, and the New York Times killed it on Bill's request. The Washington Post had the story 10 days before and killed it on Bill's request.
Bob Donovan, he doesn't work for the Times, does he?
Yeah.
Bob Donovan?
Yeah, he used to work for the afternoon.
I thought he was Los Angeles Times.
I'm sorry, the Los Angeles, excuse me, did I say New York Times?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. In other words, everybody in town had it, and they all held it. Then they gave out the version that Bill wanted, which, I don't know, maybe that's legitimate, I don't know. But there is no doubt about the alliance between Bobby and Bill, in my judgment. Now, maybe there's nothing wrong with that either. I'm just getting confused. The whole thing is to establish a political base in Long Island and run for office in New York State. And he, as you probably know, went to Eddie Weisel to ask him to help him get a job, as well as many other people in town.
No, I didn't know any of that.
Well, I didn't know it until after the event, except for myself. And I'll be frank, maybe I was wrong here, but he asked me not to mention it to you at all, that he intended to discuss it with you himself, and I would just complicate it. So I took his word.
Now, what evidence, though, do you have other than he had lunch with Bobby that Bobby helped out with Guggenheim or anything?
Well, I have a friend whose name I don't want to give you, frankly. Who told me the story that he did. That's all he ever said.
Did he know it?
Yes.
From Bill or Bobby?
Both. In my opinion. My difficulty, Mr. President, here is I have a friend in the Kennedy group who is very friendly to me. It has nothing to do with politics.
Yep.
And I just don't want to get myself in a position.
Oh, I understand that. I understand. I don't care about the name. I'm just trying to see whether it was suspicion or whether he puts two and two together or whether Bill told him that he was going, that Bobby, I would think that George Ball got him this con-
George Ball did the negotiation, but as I understand it, Bobby contributed to it. Now, if you asked me to go on the witness stand and prove it, I could without disclosing the name of a friend of mine whom I trust.
Well, the main thing is, could he prove it? That's all I'm asking. Or if he knows that, for instance, Bobby's close to Guggenheim and he got Guggenheim to give him this job, or if he knows that Bobby wanted him to leave, I would have thought Bobby would have wanted him to stay there if they had been partners. But,
I think their purpose, Mr. President, the opposite, is to try to put you in the position that you can't keep anybody. And as you know, Bill Moyers has a network through the government of about 50